We're in the middle of the page, Brachos Dav Zayin Amud Beis, the two dots. Where you're allowed to start up with the wicked in this world. The verse says, those who leave Torah, they praise the wicked. But those who watch Torah, they'll take them on. They'll egg them on. They'll bug them. Tanya Namiyachi, we have a brisa like this. Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Matun Omer, Mutal Yitgot Barshim Ma'olam Azeh. Rabbi Dostai, the son of Rabbi Matun, says, you're allowed to start up with the wicked in this world. Shneimal, the verse says, Ozvei Torah Yalu Rashav, Bishomrei Torah Yitgaru Bam. Those who watch the Torah, they start up with the wicked. Vim Nachshecha Adam Lomar, and if someone whispers to you and says, Ve'aktiv Al Titchav Amireim Al Tekanei Bo Se'avla, don't start up with those who do bad. Don't, Tekanei could mean don't be zealous, or don't be jealous with those who do things that are sinful. It's only someone whose own heart is, he's got a guilty conscience. He says that. When it says don't start up with those who do bad, it means liyot kamirim. Don't start up with them to be like them. Don't be jealous of those who do wicked. Liyot kosevla, to do wicked like them. That's what it means, don't start up with them. Don't start up to be like them. Yeah, I'll prove it to you, because the verse says, don't be jealous of the wicked, only those that fear God. So if the lekanot would mean to start up with, how could the verse say, start up with those that fear God? Obviously, lekane doesn't only mean to be zealous, but also to be jealous. And over here it says, don't be jealous of the wicked, but only be jealous of those that fear God. By the same token, that verse that says, don't start up with the wicked, don't be jealous of them, is talking about don't be jealous to be like them. Don't start up to be like them. But to start up with them, yeah, you could. Ain't he really? You're allowed to start up with the wicked? But didn't Rav Yitzchak teach, if you see someone wicked that's being successful, that seems like everything's working out right for him, so don't start up with him. Shneimals, the verse says, Yachilu derechav becholet, he'll be successful whenever he starts up, the wicked. And not only that, he seems to be successful if you take him to court. Shneimal, the verse says, God, you withhold back justice from this wicked person. So there is such a thing in the world. King David describes, there could be a wicked person that seems limitlessly successful, successful even if you try to take him to court. And not only that, but anyone who tries to pick on him, he sees them fool. Shneimal, the verse says, Kol tzorav yafiach behem. King David describes that the wicked can have periods of success where anyone who tries to start up with them, they blow him down. Lokasha. So at first glance, that seems to be a contradiction. Here, Rav Yitzchak said, don't start up with someone wicked who's having a successful run. And you just told me I could start up with the wicked. Says the Gemara, lo kasha, that's not a question. It depends. If you're starting up with him for something that's your own personal issue, get out of his way. If you're starting up with him because it's something that's God's issue, then that's a different story. Don't be scared. Another understanding is, even in the matters of God, velo kasha, even if both quotes are talking the matters of God, it's not a contradiction. It depends if the wicked are having a successful streak or not. If you see he's succeeding in everything he's doing, get out of his way. You see that God has given him room to be successful. But if it's just a wicked person and you don't see him having this winning streak, so then that's what we were talking about. The run-of-the-mill wicked you could stand up to. If it's someone who you see is unusually successful right now, get out of harm's way. Another understanding is both are talking about someone's wicked, who's wicked and he's having a winning streak. Velo kasha, and it still is not a contradiction. Habet tzadik amu, habet tzadik sheino gamu. It depends if one's a complete tzadik or not. Amar Rav Huna, mai dichtiv, lama tabit bugdim tachrish bevala rasha tzadik mimenu. Because Rav Huna taught us the following. What does the verse mean when it says, God, why are you silent when you see those people who rebel against you? Why are you silent when you see the wicked envelop, swallow up he who is more righteous than him? Tzaddik, can the wicked swallow up someone who's righteous? The verse says, God won't leave the tzaddik in the hands of the wicked. God won't let the tzaddik suffer anything that's unfair. Ela, but rather, you got to look closely. What did the verse say? God is silent when someone wicked swallows up someone who is more righteous than him. Tzaddik mimenu, if he is only more righteous than him, bolea, then the wicked might be successful in swallowing him. Tzaddik gamu, but if he's a complete tzaddik, eino bolea, then he won't be successful in swallowing him up. And if you want, I'll give you another answer. Even a complete tzaddik, he better stand out of the way of the wicked, because when he's having a winning streak, something here is going different. You see that God is letting him have a period of success in his life. Stay out of his way.